Jazz 91.9 WCLK, Atlanta's Jazz Station, and your official station for the Atlanta Jazz Festival. Jamal Ahmed and the Soul of Jazz on this Wednesday afternoon. That was music right there coming from Candace Springs and Don't Need the Real Thing. And of course, she's going to be here in Atlanta for the Atlanta Jazz Festival. She's going to be there on Sunday, May 26th at about 7:30 p.m., headlining the Oak Hill stage, which we will be calling the WCLK stage because we'll be hosting that stage. And guess what? I'm so happy right now to actually have Candace Springs on the phone line. How you doing, Candace?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. I'm great. Good to hear from you. You know, we've been supporting you here for about 5 years now, since about 2014 when that debut EP dropped for the Blue Note record label. And you've been putting out some... Please, thank you for all the incredible music. I'm going to talk to you.
Thanks for having me on your station.
No, you fit perfectly here at WCLK because we like to play things that are soulful and a bit left of center because you really don't fit in any category, really. You know, when you look at the type of music you make, Candace, it can work in the world of pop. It can work in the world of soul music and jazz. Talk about your inspirations and how you approach music.
Man, my inspiration by far start from my dad. My dad got me early on listening to like Nina Simone, Roberta Flack, Sade, Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald, Nora Jones, Diana Krall, Luther Vandross, Bill Evans. I have so many more influences, Ava Cassidy, and just kind of combining all of those, taking bits and pieces of them, and creating my own sound, you know, and playing piano as well. I started playing piano when I was 10 and singing when I was about 13.
Oh, wow. And let me ask you this, because one thing I love about you is that element, the fact that you are an instrumentalist and a vocalist, but also a songwriter, which is a whole nother energy. Talk about that aspect of being an artist and writing your own songs.
It literally, this is what you said, it, artist, that's what it is. I'm also, you know, I paint and I draw, I can sculpt, all of that. So it's sort of similar in a way in writing and stuff like that. My friend asked me yesterday, do you usually start with lyrics or the music? For me, personally, I like to start with the music. And all right, I get on the piano or the Rhodes and just start playing something that moves my soul. And then I'll find a lyric or a topic to sing about. But sometimes I do it with a lyric first. It just depends on the mood, you know.
Yeah. It, you know, and I hear that from a lot of artists. It just depends on... what works for everybody. Now, what's really interesting about your sound too, Candace, is when I listen to it, and we kind of touched on this earlier, there are a lot of fusions in your music, like that tune, Don't Need the Real Thing. I can almost hear a dance hall artist just going crazy over that track. But we also hear like Meet Me in the Sky, which has a kind of post Brazilian bossa nova energy. It seems like you like to you're attracted to global rhythms. Am I right in saying that?
I am. Yeah, I am for sure. It's got to be soulful. That's ultimately, it could be anything. If you feel it, I mean, that's I'll vibe with it. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
Yes, there is.
Now, you had someone who co-signed you, and it's always important to have those elder artists. To have the younger artists to have their backs and to kind of nurture them and to give them a thumbs up that they're heading in the right direction. And one person in particular who we miss a lot around here is the legendary Prince, who actually asked you to join him on stage. Talk about Prince and what he meant to you, but also what did he leave for you?
Yep, man, I miss him every day too, man. He's a legend. And the whole world misses him. And the music he made is untouched, to be honest. He's just timeless. But he reached out to me in 2014. And he reached out to me on Twitter, of all places. He retweeted a video that...
did you believe that? Did you believe that when Prince reached out for you on Twitter?
And he was like, no, that's Prince. I was like, no way. And then we got a call from my record label, and he was asking me to come play at his Purple Rain 30th anniversary.
Wow.
For the summer that he had. Like, it was kind of almost like a private club there. It was awesome. Ran into a few people years ago that were there, and they're like, remember that time? Yeah, it was a special moment. And he had me come out and play, and I closed the show, and I sang Roberta Flack, first time ever I saw your face. And it was a really iconic moment to play with them. So for My Girl, and then later on we did another show with the New Power Generation Quartet. And
wow.
It was just, you know, something incredible. And I have so many stories. Like, he loved, like, going to the movies and stuff. He was known to go to this theater down the street from Paisley Park that he would rent out and basically kick everybody else out and keep a couple employees to run the film and make some popcorn. So after we did the show, we all went to see a movie. He was a normal person. He enjoyed doing what normal people do, too. But some of the information he passed is be yourself.
Right.
And there were times I had some producers, they were just trying, you should do this, you should do that. And he's like, no, what's you is that quiet storm when your voice needs to be centered and keep that music as live as you can. And I've really cherished those words, and I feel like it's really gotten me far. So that's something I always keep.
Mm-hmm. And I can hear it. I can hear that you took those suggestions to heart, and you're keeping that legacy that he has laid down for all of us. And one thing I love about Prince, too, is he was one of those few older artists who actually went and checked out younger artists, like literally went after them. I have so many friends who are performers who said, yo, Prince was at my show in L.A. at the Temple Bar or wherever. And I think that
he would go.
He was always that guy. He was always that guy. Yep. And there aren't a lot of people like that in the industry. A lot of people who love young artists but don't reach out to them. So kudos to Prince. And, of course, his Earth Day is coming up very soon. So we'll be making sure that we do our part to celebrate his birthday. Now, before we let you go, Candace Springs, I have to ask you, because you were here a few years ago for one of our big concerts over there at the Cobb Energy Center. And, I mean, our audience, it was so fun. And
that was such a good show.
It was, and they just fell in love with you, Candace. You're going to be headlining the Oak Hill stage for the Atlanta Jazz Festival. You'll be coming on at 7:30 p.m. What can the Atlanta audience expect from you for those who have never seen you before?
I apologize. I'm outside, guys.
It's all good.
You're getting a live moment here, walking around the town. But the real show will be amazing. I have a live background singers now. Well, one plays bass, my big first name, and another guy named Theo Griffin. He joined us, and he's a great singer. And my drummer Connor Park. It's going to be a very live trio usually, but he'll be coming up and down, adding an extra taste to it. And I'll have a special guest named Latavius Molzak. He's an incredible keyboardist, a pianist, and amazing. It's going to be so good. A little bossa nova, a lot of jazz, a lot of soul. And we'll try to do some of y'all's favorite songs.
Well, I look
We're
forward
a good time.
No, I think the people are going to be in for a treat. And of course, we are speaking with Candace Springs, pianist, songwriter, and vocalist, who's going to be headlining the Oak Hill stage at the Atlanta Jazz Festival on Sunday, May 26th at 7:30 p.m. I may even be bringing you out on stage, Candace, so I definitely look forward to saying hello to you. But before we get out of here, let's play your tune that really started it all for you here at WCLK, and that being Meet Me in the Sky.
Okay.
Well, you have a good one, Candace.
So much.
Anytime. And we look forward to seeing you this upcoming Sunday, okay?
Awesome. Everybody come on out, all right?
See you. All right. Candace Springs, y'all. Meet Me in the Sky right here on the Soul of Jazz.
Could it be real? Maybe it's not. Either way,